Hi, this is David Novak, and welcome to another episode of It's All About Relationship. This is episode number 81. Hey, thanks for joining us today. If this is your first time, welcome aboard. I think you'll have a good time. And if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for your faithfulness and coming back. And, you know, sometimes I forget to mention that if this message or this podcast bless you, if it's a blessing to you, I really encourage you to share it with others, not for monetary reasons or anything like that, but just because the only reason I do this whole thing is to hopefully encourage other people and, you know, tell other people about the Lord and strengthening others and just, I don't know, just being a blessing. That's the only reason that I do this. I believe that God wants me to do it, and that's why I'm doing it. So share it. If you're getting something out of it, share it with somebody else. Put it on your Facebook. Text it to somebody. You know, whatever you want to do. I think that'd be really cool. And again, if you don't already know, you probably do if you listen to this podcast. But if you don't, we're on Facebook too. You can follow me as an actor. That's what I do. David Novak Actor on Facebook. Let's see here. David Novak Actor on Instagram. And the podcast itself, you can follow on Facebook as It's All About Relationship. But if you do it on the Instagram side, then it's called David Novak Podcast. Okay. All that being out of the way, is there anything else I wanted to tell you? No, I don't think so. So once again, this is episode number 81. And today's encouragement, basically, I can whittle it down into one phrase, and then I'll expound a little bit from there. By the way, let me just backtrack a little bit. If you do follow on any of those social media platforms, also Twitter, I forgot to mention that one, you know, drop a line, you know. Say, hey, you know, love the show, hate the show, whatever, ask me a question if you want to, and I'll see if I can address it or whatever. I like a kind of a two-way thing here. We don't do a call-in show, you know, so I don't really interact directly that way, but sure can on Facebook, though, or one of those platforms. Anyway, again, excuse me, the title, I guess, would be Do Everything With and For God. That's what I'm saying today. That's what we're talking about. Do everything with and for God, even the simple things. Okay, what do I mean by all that? Well, let me start you off with the scripture here. Colossians 3, 23 to 24, New King James Version, it says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Ah, okay, so everything we do it for the Lord. And that includes our jobs. That includes, you know, let me tell you this. You know, I'm a big believer in praying unceasingly, because that's what it says in, let's see, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It talks about being unceasing and persistent in prayer, you know, pray without ceasing. So I'm a big believer in praying all the time. And I didn't change subjects. No, I didn't. I'm just taking a slight detour and then I'm coming back. But again, praying without ceasing simply means what? It means, do we spend the whole day 24/7 just praying and we're in our prayer closets or, you know, on our knees? No, obviously that's not what Paul meant when he said that. He was talking about living a life of prayer, or a prayer life. In other words, and what is prayer? It's simply conversing with God, and it's a two-way street, right? We pray, we talk to God. All prayer is talking to God. It doesn't mean you have to, you don't have to recite the Lord's Prayer, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, although that is the perfect example of prayer. But if you listen to that prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Jesus wasn't giving us the words to actually say so much as he was giving us an example. Would be an example, or maybe an outline. This is kind of how you pray, he's telling us. Our Father God, you art in heaven, and I hallow your name. I give glory to you, Lord God. I give you praise and glory this morning. You know, however you're starting the day or whatever you want to do, and that your will be done today in my life as it is in heaven. Make it that way on earth in my life, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, I believe that you're going to provide for my needs today. I believe that you're going to cause me to walk in righteousness, and you're going to give me favor with whoever I talk to, with whoever I work with, that you're going to give me favor, and you're going to supply my daily bread today, my work, my wages, and you're going to give me favor and cause me to succeed and to multiply in everything I do so that I can be a blessing to others and be a light to shine, you know, in the world so that I can reflect your glory. See what I mean? It's just, and whoa, I felt God all over me right there. Oh, Lord, thank you for that. That's pretty cool. Anyway, okay, getting Holy Ghost goosebumps all over. But anyway, so do everything with God and for God, okay, even in simple things. I just want to really encourage you today that, you know, of course, start your day with God. I'm a big proponent in that. But everything you do, I mean, even the simple things. You know, you get up and, let's say you're going to work. Okay, here's a great example. Okay, I'm an actor. You all know that, okay? When I go to work, I go to a set, you know, like right now I'm working on a movie, okay? It's called Lost Outlaw. It's a faith-based Western movie. It's really cool. I get to ride horses and all that kind of stuff. But it's a faith-based Western. But I pray before each scene that I shoot. Now, do I stop and say, hold it, don't roll the camera, hold it, everybody stop, I'm praying? No, of course I don't do that. I probably would have gotten fired years ago on jobs if I had done that. I pray softly to myself in my spirit, and it's not a 10-minute thing here, because I kind of live a life of prayer, you know what I mean? So maybe within my mind I'll say, Lord God, thank you for this scene. I believe that you're going to bring the lines to my remembrance and that you're going to anoint what I do and just flow through me by your Holy Spirit. You know, something like that. You know, before every scene, I try to do that, okay? And I don't know if I should tell you this story. Oh, what the heck, I might as well. I'm pretty transparent, right? So I'm on the movie, okay? A couple weeks ago, I'm working on the movie, and I'm going to work on it again this coming weekend, but I'm working on the movie, and one of the scenes, we're riding horses, right? And I've ridden before. It's not like my first rodeo. So I'm riding horses, and we're trotting along. Everything's cool, and we had to do this one scene where there's five of us riding, you know, in a row, you know, and it's a drone shot and all that kind of stuff. And it's really, really cool. I can't even tell you how much I'm loving this. But, you know, I'm praying and before each scene like normal. Well, anyway, so we're going along, and one of the takes, we're trotting along, and my horse, for no reason at all, he starts to go down. He steps in a hole. I mean, literally, he stepped in some kind of a hole, and my horse started to go down. Well, I've ridden before, like I said, but I was not ready for this, and my horse threw me. Yeah, you know, and I'm not a kid anymore, right? I'm just that age, you know. I just told you how old I was in case you didn't catch that. But anyway, so I go flying off the horse, and I landed on the ground, and, you know, I landed on my... my backside, we'll put it like that, and so my back is hurting, my leg is hurting, I've got this big old bruise and everything, and from where I hit the saddle horn, and, you know, all this stuff, you know, so I'm getting up really slowly, and you say, well, hey, David, I thought you prayed. Well, okay, but we're talking about getting thrown off a horse, and I did not get hurt. Yeah, I got bruised up, you know, my back was, you know, it went out a little bit, and I had to go to the chiropractor, stuff like that. But thank God I do pray. And it could have been a horrible, horrible accident. I mean, I could have broken something. I could have, who knows? I could have gotten killed. I mean, I don't know. But I believe that angels encamp around me, and they lift me up lest I dash my foot against a stone. That's Psalm 91. And, you know, coincidentally or not, one of the other actors on the horse right behind me at the same exact time that I went down, I got thrown, his horse bucked him and he went down. Now, check this out, okay? This guy behind me, he's never ridden and he did not get hurt at all. Now, I'm just saying, I don't know, you know, but anyway, so that's my little behind the scenes story, but But again, Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Okay, God is always with you. Always, not just in church. It's not a 7-day, you know, once a week we're going to go visit God, and the rest of the week we're going to live all by ourselves. At least that's not how I live my life. And I really encourage you not to, you know, to live your life on a, you know, 7-day-a-week relationship with the Lord. It really is a cool thing to do. I mean, it really is. God wants to have a relationship with us, and not just on Sundays, you know, in the building, you know, because we are the body of Christ, not the church building. That's not the body of Christ. And I'm certainly not saying don't go to church. Of course I'm saying go to church. You got to get your teaching and fellowship with other Christians. But we, as individual Christians, we are the body of Christ. So he wants to fellowship with us by his Holy Spirit on 24/7. 24/7 he wants to fellowship with us. And I love God. And if you're listening to this, and I'm like 11 and a half minutes into this thing right now. So if you're still listening to this, I believe that you're serious about at least wanting to know more about God. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to have a regular relationship with him. And I'm, you know, I'm talking about work, but I'm also talking about, you know, even when you're driving in your car and you're just, you know, you're just moving along and it's okay just to talk to God, you know. Of course, people might think you're on the phone if your lips are moving. They look over at you and you're talking, but who cares? I don't care. So I talk to the Lord on a real regular basis, and even, you know, even at the store, you go to the store. I mean, these are just examples. I'm just throwing stuff out. I'm just, as they say, spitballing. Is that what they say? I don't know. Anyway, I'm just throwing stuff out there, but it's whatever you do, do it with God. I'm not saying that he has to direct what kind of soup you buy today, but he, you know, he can direct you into getting a good deal, you know, maybe getting something on sale, you know, who knows? It's happened to me so many times. I'll go to maybe get a piece of equipment, a mixing board or a mic or you know, whatever it is, and I'll say, Lord, help me get the best deal today. And then, you know, before you know it, I found a sale that I didn't know about, or a coupon, or I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about just a deeper relationship with the God, like he's your best friend, you know, like he's your best friend. And it's kind of cool because if you think in James 2:23, it says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now check out this next part. And he was called the friend of God. I love that. Don't you? Let me read that again. I think it's really cool. James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So if we believe God, it's accounted as righteousness, and we are a friend of God. Hey, if it can be for Abraham, it can be for David Novak. It could be for anybody who's listening to this. It could be for Dan. It could be for Mark. It could be for whoever's listening to this. It can be for you. You can be the friend of God. All you have to do is believe God. You believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's in Hebrews. Okay? But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those that come to him must believe that he is, that he exists, and he is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. Diligently. It's on a regular basis, to have a regular relationship with the Lord. Hey, I want to pray for you right now before we go. Just, you know, if you can, if you're driving, obviously don't do this. Don't close your eyes. But if you're not, if you can just close your eyes for a minute and just, you know, just key into what I'm saying. You know, just here we go. Lord, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I pray for who's ever listening to the sound of my voice right now, that you would minister to them by your Holy Spirit, that you would help them to know what a closer relationship that you want to have with them, and that they would be open, that their spirits would be open, that their hearts would be open to hearing your voice better and more clearly, and that you would cause a deeper desire to know you better and better on a regular relationship. Explode, Lord God, in their heart, their awareness of you by your Holy Spirit, that they would fall in love with you more and more, and that you would cause them to be a light to other people in the earth, that you would flow through them, Father God. Cause them to cause revival in the people's lives who are listening to me right now. Amen. Amen. I hope this blessed you today. And like I said earlier, if it did, share it with other people. Would love for you to do that. And God bless you. Have an awesome day. And we'll catch you on the next one.